Hi, this is Gamers Coop with Cammy and
Tyson.
Dave.
And Tyson's not very excited because this is a Cammy special request podcast.
Chocobomb podcast.
We're gonna talk about chocobo.
We're just gonna leave now. Like chocobos, click, I'm done.
Hey. So the first time I saw a chocobo and realized they existed in the gaming world, my whole life changed. It was the greatest thing ever. I want one so bad.
You know, you could probably just buy a chicken. That's like close enough to a chocobo.
Yeah, genetically alter it. Make it larger.
Do you think you could? Like
more retarded.
Seriously. This thing probably still tastes like chicken anyway.
You know, you're not supposed to eat them.
But they probably taste great. They probably have like a KFC down there. Chocobo KFC or whatever.
That'd be like eating your own dog or a horse. It'd be like eating your own horse.
I'd eat a horse.
They eat horse in Tonga.
Seriously, man. Slap me up a good side of horse.
Wouldn't you want to own a chocobo? I think it'd be the greatest thing ever.
What would you do with it?
Everywhere.
You'd ride it like a horse. Do you think we could create one? You know?
Why do that when you got cars, though?
We could make a chicken and an ostrich and like keep breeding them until you got a chocobo.
Until you get some mutated thing.
That would turn terrible.
How would you ever mate an ostrich with a chicken? I want to know.
I don't know. Chicken
would that even be possible? Are they even in like the same type of family species?
They're birds.
I mean, what are we gonna do? Like get the male, hook him up to a female, and.
No, the chicken lays the eggs and then you like fertilize them with ostrich stuff. No.
Is that even gonna work? Think about how big those eggs have to be coming out of the chicken. That's split it in half.
No!
I think you'd want to go the ostrich egg route instead.
So have a male chicken make out with a female ostrich?
Well, just to fertilize the ostrich, the egg.
This is not going how I want it to go.
That would be
chicken.
Terrible.
Don't
female ostrich would be like, are you in yet? The male chicken would be like, oh.
Don't you think it'd be cool to own a chocobo? You guys are mean.
I'd like to eat a chocobo.
Tyson.
Get like a 12-piece meal in a bucket, you know, so the bucket wicks in the flavor for the chocobo.
You would even eat my chocobo.
I would.
You're so mean.
You'd go on vacation, I'd be like, I don't know what happened to your chocobo, Cammy.
I would cry. I'd never forgive you, Tyson.
Your sweet, sweet tears.
Tyson,
like
what are you going to do with that much chicken? Or, sorry, chocobo.
Chocobo, I don't know. I'd eat it, keep it in the freezer.
Oh, Tyson, I'd get a hitman to come after you.
It's fine, he'll come by, I'll offer some chocobo.
I'm going to cry right
like,
now.
Great.
But seriously, what good did they serve in the Final Fantasy series?
You ride them around and then they have this great, awesome.
Yeah, but it was always optional. You didn't have to do the chocobo stuff.
The only good thing about the chocobo was Knights of the Round. That was it. In Final Fantasy VII, I think that was the highlight of the chocobo.
The best part about the chocobo is the chocobo song. Are you kidding? Do 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 do.
Yes, Cammy has a CD. Cammy has a CD that's composed of nothing but chocobo variations songs. And she listens to it all the time.
It's great. Someone's gotta love it. That guy that makes all the Final Fantasy music, he keeps writing chocobo songs.
I think that's Nobuo Uematsu.
Oh, he probably hates that. Every time I'm like, we need some more chocobo music, he's probably like, oh.
He just like takes the same song and does a different variation. We're gonna do a surfing theme for this one.
Did you ever get to the chocobo part in Final Fantasy 13, Tyson?
No, I got like maybe 20, I don't know, maybe 20% in, if that, and game's terrible.
What?
Oh.
Game is terrible. Final Fantasy 13 is terrible.
I still want to play it. I still want to try.
You'll get like maybe 10 hours in and be like, this game sucks.
We told you should have got it on the Xbox 360 so we could play it.
Yeah, see?
You should have just done that.
Which brings me to another point. Square Enix released Final Fantasy 13 on the Xbox. Oh my gosh, dream come true. They're not releasing stuff just on the PlayStation anymore.
Oh no. I mean, they had Final Fantasy 11 on the 360.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they did.
Well, it took them long enough. I mean, 11.
Did you even play 11?
No.
Do you know what 11 is?
Isn't it online?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't. Nobody likes that. I mean, they got WoW.
11 was just junky.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. First off, you really couldn't do anything solo. There's David playing with the cord again. So we know we're doing an entertaining podcast.
I'm just entertaining myself.
But it was an online game where you couldn't really solo. You had to play with groups, but getting into the group was like a 3-hour event. It was terrible.
I still haven't finished 10. Like, I consider myself pretty much finished. I just can't beat the last dude.
Dude, the last dude was easy.
No way.
Yeah, just power level your character up, and you'll walk up and you're like, oh, what's up?
I did. I power up my guys, and then I have Yuna. I have all of her little creature dudes powered up, and then I release their, like, move on the guy right in a row, and I just can't do it.
Were we talking about chocobos?
Just use all the defensive magic, you know, like the regen and all that, and you'll just walk through that battle like it was nothing.
I guess there really isn't enough to talk about chocobos.
There isn't.
There isn't.
Yes, there is. Like,
before this podcast, like, Cammy, this is not going to go well.
No. We're just talking about everything but chocobos now.
Chocobos are awesome. I want one someday. Someday, someone is going to genetically create a chocobo.
Wait, they have them in WoW?
Well, the Blood Elves do. They got these kind of like chocobo things.
Oh, that's right.
They're big turkey looking things.
That's what a chocobo is.
They're not as cute. Shut
hey,
up,
don't
Tyson.
The gnomes make the mechanical kind,
yeah,
too?
Mechanical chicken?
Yeah.
Mechanical peeps, yeah.
Yep. So you can have a mechanical one.
Yeah.
It's better than the real one, right?
No.
But it could have, like, spinning rims.
Tyson
on
wouldn't be able to eat it.
That's
I'd
true.
Way, David, I'd find a way.
Oh, to eat metal?
People have done it. I mean, I might go blind for a little bit, but I'll do it.
Nickels?
Nickels. Fine. We're ending this podcast.
Just as everyone's like, oh, podcast is getting good.
I'm thinking about
shut the door.
I'm thinking about
no.
All the yummy ways to prepare a chocobo.
Shut up.
Seriously, it'd be like on that Forrest Gump movie where it was like the bubble guy where he had like 100 different ways for the shrimp.
Yep, yep.
Like
that movie was stupid. It was
like
a lame
barbecue
movie.
Chocobo.
No.
Chocobo fried chocobo.
You're supposed to have them as pets and ride them around and
I
have chocobo farms.
No, that would be a mess. Ooh.
Why would you get it over here?
Big giant feathers everywhere.
You guys are so mean.
What are you gonna do with that beak?
This is horrible.
I don't know, make like a necklace or something out of it, you know?
Make a headdress?
Yeah. Have some shoulder pads or something.
Yeah. Aww. Nice armor plating.
Yeah. So we could have some cool shoulder pads, you know? Some chocobo beak shoulder pads. Be classy.
Well, don't bring Zoe into this.
She'd eat the chocobo if she could. You know she would.
She doesn't even have teeth. She just barely started on
my
cereal.
She could gum it.
Oh, gross. She wouldn't eat her own chocobo. She loves
she
animals.
Would. She would, you know. How do you know? She can't even talk yet.
She will love animals.
Zoe probably sees that hamster and goes, man, that thing would be delicious.
Oh, you're not going to eat my hamster. This is terrible. I'm ending this podcast.